You're listening to Bass Fan Radio.
Hi, welcome to Bass Fan Radio. This is John Storm, and on the line today we've got Dan Moorhead from Paducah, Kentucky. How you doing, Dan?
I'm doing great, John. How about yourself?
I'm doing great, and I wanted to speak with you in particular because there's a lot of action heading your way the next couple of weeks. One is a Bassmaster Elite Series goes up to Kentucky Lake, and then as they're getting off the water, you guys are starting your practice for the FLW Tour event, which follows the next week. Now, that's a lot of boats right on the lake, or isn't it, given all the tournament activity up there?
Well, you know, that's one thing. You know, it is a lot of activity, but our lakes, we have a tremendous amount of pressure on this lake, you know, every weekend. There's probably anywhere from, you know, 8 to 12 tournaments every weekend. And you know, the saving grace is Kentucky and Barclay Lake are so long, there's so much water, it really distributes pressure out evenly. So it's, you know, if I had it to do my way, I kind of wish they weren't there before us, but it's not going to make a lot of difference.
And this should be a ledge bite, right? The fish should be out deeper. People aren't going to be running banks.
Well, I've learned my lesson over the years to never say never. I'm not going to say they won't catch some shallow, but I would say that it's going to be a majority of a ledge bite, and I would definitely say it'll be one out on the ledges.
Yeah, and, well, you know, they just had a strend there, which I think you participated in, right? Now, obviously, that was probably a spawning or multiple-phase tournament, right?
Right. Well, you know, I've been monitoring the lake levels very closely now, about a month and a half, And during that strain we had about 10 days ago, the lake jumped up to about 4 foot over summer pool. And even what fish were done spawning, everything went back shallow to the bushes. It was primarily a shallow water flipping bite. Everything, though, right now is just it's falling into plan perfectly as if I wrote a script. The lake is coming down slowly. It's still about 2.5-3 feet above summer pool right now, you know, with all the rain we've had. And the Mississippi River being as high and flooded as it is, they can't just open the gates and dump the lake like they want to. So it's coming down slowly. You've still got a tremendous amount of fish shallow, but they're coming my way. They'll be where I want them in 2.5 weeks.
And what do you go after them with, Dan? Are you a football head guy or?
Whatever it takes. I mean, I don't really... You know, I love throwing a crankbait. I love throwing a big worm. I'm definitely fishing with my dad all these years. I'm a jig man. Mm-hmm. If I had to pick one bait, you know, I'll hop a big spoon. Whatever it takes, whatever they want, they'll get.
And what do you think about lake choice at this event? I mean, traditionally, Kentucky Lake is the lake to fish, but hasn't Barclay produced some pretty good stringers lately?
Well, it has. Barclay, as much as I love it. In years past, I used to favor Barclay a lot. Barclay can be really fickle. And what has happened over the years, if you look at the cycle, back when Kentucky Lake, back in the early 90s, had all that tremendous amount of grass, we got a population of fish, you know, explosion. Kentucky got all the pressure, Barclay didn't. And you know, Kentucky was producing the best. Then all of a sudden, the grass died out, the fishing, you know, they got beat up. Then Barclay was a king because it had more fish. Well, we're in that same cycle again. Kentucky is having the grass. We've had grass now for about 5 years. I'm sure it's no secret. People have been watching the tournaments, and everything has been won on south, you know, the southern part of Kentucky. I mean, you almost can't compete with the guys, you know. And it doesn't make any difference what time of year you're talking. You know, strand was just one down there south on Kentucky flipping. You know, they're just more and bigger fish down there.
Okay. And how about personally, Dan? You already are qualified for the Forest Wood Cup, so points aren't as big of a deal for you. And you've had some up-down finishes. I mean, I think back to 2004 there. I think you missed the cut by a single place, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah. That one still haunts me to this day.
Yeah, what are you thinking going into this one, top 10? I mean, you got to be, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's the way I've lived my life this season. You know, I'm already qualified for the Cup, and so there's not a spinning rod in my boat. Points be damned. I'm going to win.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm going to do with this one. I'm going to try to use my local knowledge, and I'm going to try to fish patterns instead of memories, of course, but I have one thing in mind, and that's going for the win. That's just all there is to it.
On that subject, have you been out on the lake this week before the cutoff, or are you leaving that alone so it doesn't mess with your mind?
Oh no. Matter of fact, today's the only day I won't be on the lake. My son has had got his last day of school, and they've got a little program, so I'm going to that. But I'm in a borrowed boat, incognito. But I've been out there looking, been looking hard.
All right, Dan.
And I
Well,
spent a lot of time. The word got out last year that the tour might be coming, and so I spent about 2 weeks last year, the first week of June, doing a lot of homework and putting out some stuff. And I'm hoping that hard work's paid off.
you sound like a good fantasy pick.
Well, if I was allowed to play, I promise you I'd be picking myself.
All right, we're probably going to pick you too, Dan, and I sure do appreciate your feedback and catching up, and we'll talk to you in a couple weeks as Kentucky Lake gets closer.
Please do. I'm waiting for your call.
All right, best of luck.
All right, thank you.
Bass Fan Radio.